Saint Teresa of Calcutta once told the story of how she went to visit a Hindu family who had not eaten for a few days. She gave them a small quantity of rice to eat. But the thing that really surprised Mother Teresa was when the woman of the family took a small portion of that rice and gave it to the next door neighbors who happened to be Muslim. So then Mother Teresa asked her, "How come you are giving that away since you have so little here?" She said, "They are hungry too. And it's best to us to offer what little we have to give to them as well." Such a story of generosity, calls us to humility, because what we see is somebody giving something which means much to them to another person who is just as much as in need. It may seem small to us, but it is a big thing. Brothers and sisters, just like in today's gospel, we see a miracle of generosity. And that miracle of generosity, starts with a little boy who happens to have five loaves of bread and two fish. And the disciples of Jesus don't exactly know what to do. So they go to Jesus, who is himself, taking some refreshment and prayer because he's grieving the loss of his cousin and predecessor, John the Baptist. Now, he has been executed by Herod. So even Jesus, who has been moved out of pity, puts his, own selfishness away to become totally selfless by multiplying, these loaves of bread and fish so that people can be fed. Miracle of generosity, an act of selflessness, putting the needs of oneself to meet the needs of another. So too, Jesus does that for us every time when we come to liturgy, because we are fed by the Word of God. In turn, when we celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist, we are fed by the bread and by the wine as well. And these know no bounds. And when we eat and when we drink this, we do this in memory of him who has blessed us and has shown us the way. But in turn, something is to happen to us. As he, offers this bread and offers his blood in memory of him, we are also are partaking in the suffering of others. And in turn, we are to put our own needs away. St. Paul reminds us that nothing gets in the way of our love of God. But for us as humans, things get in the way of our love of neighbor. Some discriminatory or racist thought may get in the way of us welcoming people, making sure that they have the same opportunities that we all do. These are very selfish acts. They are not gifts of selflessness. Turn, my brothers and sisters, we eat of the body and drink of the blood. This is Eucharist. This is the center of our faith. And as this is the center of our faith, it is to change and transform us. It is spiritual food. And as it is spiritual food, we grow in communion with God So in turn, we go into growing communion with others. So as we continue with this liturgy, we continue with our spiritual journey, feeding ourselves with the living stream of the Word and the living bread that does come down from heaven.